internet, welcome to another Tadpog podcast, a weekly show where two to three old guys talk about old games. I'm your bearded host, Tyler, and there's a new meme on Reddit that I find very funny, which is them confessing things they thought as little kids that turned out to be ridiculous. So I've got one.
Confession kid?
Confession kid. Here's my confession kid.
Okay.
Once when I was little, like my mom came home. I was in my room. My mom came in very frustrated with me. She's like, Todd, why is my entire box of tampons gone and crammed in the toilet? And I looked at her confused. And I was like, well, I had to go pee. So to me, when I was very little, she would, whenever she had to go to the bathroom, I had to go in there with her. And she would sit me down and she would, whatever she had to do with the tampon. And
what do you mean?
Well, I mean, I don't want to talk about my mom inserting tampons per se.
Whatever she had to do.
Put them in their buttholes to stop the babies, whatever they do with tampons. So she'd take a tampon out of her purse whenever she'd pee, and then it would disappear and she would get up and leave. So I thought that a tampon was required to go pee.
Okay.
So whenever I would go to the bathroom,
admission.
Yeah.
The toilet monster requires a sacrifice.
So I would sit down and pee, and then I would just keep unwrapping her tampons and just cramming them in the toilet. So the whole box, like just like 30 tampons crammed in the toilet bowl.
This was last week?
This was last week when I went over to mom's house.
Just in case anyone's wondering, I'm Dave, your bespectacled host, and I want to keep it kind of Pilot Wings themed, so I have a confession to make. I've never seen the movie Top Gun. So that might not be a big revelation to you, Tyler, because I know you don't watch a lot of movies.
I've seen like half of it. I understand the Goose reference. That's about it.
I played the Nintendo game, just haven't seen the movie.
I haven't played that.
I figure I know what the movie's about.
Yeah, yeah. Tom Cruise mixing drinks.
Yeah.
Top Gun. Well, and today we have our special super guest host, never been on the show before, Sean Miller.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here with you fellas.
Sean Miller, to me, to put it in contrast to for everybody, if you're familiar with the Chappelle Show, which you probably are, and Charlie Murphy.
The Chappelle Show?
The Chappelle Show?
Chappelle?
Chappelle's Show. I forgot about it, yeah.
Sean Miller is like my Charlie Murphy. We could do a whole new Tadpog bit where we just record Sean Miller telling one story, and that'd just be it. The Sean Miller tells a story.
I especially like the Rick James, show Sean Miller titties.
Miller, you specifically wanted to be on the Pilot Wings episode?
Yeah, when you guys told me you were going to be doing the podcast, the first thing that came to mind was like, oh man, I'd really love to do like Final Fantasy 2 and 3 and Chrono Trigger, and never mind the fact that most everybody are going to want to do those episodes because those are so popular. I almost just out of a joke said Pilot Wings because I didn't really think it was going to be in the top 100. I hadn't taken the time to look at all the games.
It's a fucking joke.
I was like Pilot Wings, that'll be funny. So he was like, no, that's like in the 80s. I was like, oh shit, okay, well I guess I'm locked into that one because I don't see people scrambling. You know, people see crawling all over each other trying to play Pilot Wings for a show.
They're beating down the fucking doors, man.
Please, man, whatever you do, just save that one for me.
All the girls giving us pee tampons to be on the Pilot Wings episode.
I'm a little confused by that story anyway. Were you expecting to piss blood when you were peeing on those tampons, too?
I didn't know what they were for.
Like, you never noticed that they were red? Whatever.
Nope.
If you don't put enough tampons in there, the toilet monster won't let it flush.
So I was like, oh no! Oh no!
Just wringing your hands in the toilet.
It's like, meanwhile, you've just completely destroyed the septic system. Your parents can't figure out what the hell's going on.
I made them upset because I angered the toilet monster. Now dad's all mad. It just ruins.
Oh, toilet monster gets pissed. You better give him those tampons.
Toilet monster needs his medicine.
Toilet monster needs his medicine. Trademark shirt.
Toilet monster hungry.
There's some fan art for you.
There's your stinger. Well, so we're done talking about Pilot Wings, right?
Yep, we're just going to sell very tampon related.
I don't think you guys want to talk about it nearly as much as I do. I don't know if anybody enjoyed the experience quite as much as I did, but...
Well, I do want to talk about Pilot Wings, but before we do, Tyler, I'm curious about something.
All right.
What have you been playing this week?
This week, well, I beat The Walking Dead.
Nice.
I share that with
congratulations.
You.
Congratulations.
Yeah, but I have to pretend like I'm hearing it for the first time.
What? You did?
For the benefit of the listeners.
They have a game of that? I beat it. I was pretty pleased. I didn't cry or anything at the end, but there were definitely...
I did, like a fucking baby.
Pussy.
Yeah. Admittedly.
And then I'm meaning to start Devil May Cry, but I ended up playing a lot of Metroid Zero Mission.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'd forgotten how much I enjoyed Metroid. Because the only Metroid I played at length is Fusion. I really enjoyed that. So let's go ahead and start my beat all Metroid games, and then Zero Mission is, chronologically, it's the first one. It's a later one for GBA, but technically it's her first mission, so I started with that one.
I've got a confession to make. I think the only Metroid game I've ever played at length was the original for the NES. I played Metroid a little bit, but not nearly as much.
No.
I never got into Metroid. I don't know why. It just wasn't... I've got such an odd taste in games. Obviously, because Pilot Wings. Can't wait.
Miller, what have you been playing besides Pilot Wings?
I played a lot of Pilot Wings, actually.
Believe it or
not. I'm still working on Suikoden 3, and I've still been jumping back and forth from MMO to MMO.
Yeah.
I played a little WoW and a little Neverwinter this week on the beta. That's about it, really. I haven't had time to play a lot else.
Which realm are you on? Do you recall on Neverwinter?
I have no idea. I don't remember.
I think I'm on Beholder.
There were only like four, I think, that you could get on. Right?
Yeah.
There was only it wasn't many. In fact, it was you that told me about it to get on it, but I don't think I ever got the information on what realm you're going to be on. So I just started one up, and I haven't gone that far anyway. Yeah, so
me neither. Anything else?
No. That's as far as what I'm playing. That's just about it. I haven't had time for a lot else. My Xbox died on me. I was almost to the end of L.A. Noire. I really want to get back to that as soon as possible. And I got all the way to like the very end of Skyrim. It glitched out, and I think I'm going to have to start the whole damn thing again. Actually, for the main storyline. Yeah. Yeah, and I put all kinds of time into doing the bullshit.
Oh, like, right.
Because I can't just... Some people will just rush through to the end of a game. Yeah. Oh, no, hell no. I got to join every faction, do every little thing, get all the vanity armor and, you know...
So. I'm the same way. First of all, I can't fast travel because I'm worried I'm going to miss something.
Oh, yeah.
And then as I'm actually traveling the land, I'm just so easily distracted. Like, oh, what's that?
Oh, look, a bear.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, little bear.
You're my friend.
No, you just chewed my face off. Damn.
See, when you said little bear, I immediately thought of the In the Cupboard character. Okay, little bear. This Cherokee in the middle of Skyrim. Chews my face off.
It's a vicious little fucker, isn't he?
Tyler David Miller talking about the Indian in the Cupboard. Was there an Indian in the Cupboard video game? That seems like something that someone
that
would have done.
Yeah.
Surely.
I mean, I know the awful, awful movie. I think we've referenced how awful the movie was before.
I don't know. You may have, and I might.
It's weird to reference that movie once.
I didn't
once.
Know there was a movie.
You didn't know there was a movie?
No.
Like, it seems odd that would come up once in conversation, let alone twice.
Was it like a Hallmark movie or something?
No, it was. I remember seeing it, a full-length feature film in the theater.
In the theater?
Yep.
Wow. All right.
The kid who plays Omri is just Tropic Thunder style, you know, you shouldn't go full retard, kid. Like, it was awful. Awful.
Is it a full Down syndrome cast?
Yep.
To each his own.
I think we should flesh out that reference.
Talk about Crispin Glover's all Down syndrome cast movie. You heard about this, Miller?
I feel like if I had heard about this, I would remember it.
Your
rapid fire blinking would make me believe you hadn't heard of it before.
I mean, I'm intrigued. Interested.
He made a film where the whole cast is Down syndrome kids, and I don't know what the plot is or anything, but that should give you enough to go on.
Are they actual mentally handicapped kids or people playing?
No, they're actually mentally handicapped.
Is that what's the Johnny Knoxville movie where he goes to the Special Olympics?
I don't know.
I know what you're talking about, but I do not know what it's called.
He joins the Special Olympics trying to win it, to win some kind of bet. And for some reason, like, half the cast is actually mentally retarded and the other half is just playing that way. I feel like that had to get weird on set at some point. You're like, do you think I actually sound like that asshole? Is this really how we come across to you?
If he forgot which one he was talking to, like he does. Yeah, not pilot wings.
It's kind of sad. Well, anyway, so the rocket belt.
Before we get into pilot wings, I want to thank Ian again for letting me borrow BioShock Infinite, because that's what I've been
playing. Oh, yeah, what have you been playing today?
I mean, Tyler, since you've asked, I've been playing BioShock Infinite. I think I'm almost done with it. I don't know. I'm at a really hard part. I feel like the game has been pretty steady up until right here, where it's spiked violently in difficulty. So that makes me think maybe I'm near the end.
Yeah, I bet 4 or 5 more hours and you'll probably have it done.
And I hope to download the demo for Rogue Legacy. So hopefully I'll be playing that this week. It's supposed to be Ghosts and Goblins meets Castlevania meets Rogue-like games. So the demo's free, so I'll put a link to it in the show notes. If anyone wants to download it and try it. So Pilot Wings.
Pilot Wings.
You know what I'd like to do?
Say where it ranks.
Burn that game.
I would like to do a little segment that I like to call Dave Reads from Wikipedia, if you'd indulge me.
I was so looking forward to this part of the show.
Before you do that, let me real quick. Because this week, we're talking about IGN's top 180th ranked game, Pilot Wings.
Well, I figured, Pilot Wings. We've already mentioned it.
We mentioned it several times. We should tell people. And since it's our Hallmark 80th episode.
It is our Hallmark 80th episode.
So we have the special intro and outro.
You may have noticed it's different.
Yep. Remixed by Megalixir.
Mm-hmm. That's the Rocket Belt theme. Thanks, Megalixir. Sounds awesome. We'll play the full track at the end of the show if you want to hear it. And also, there'll be a link in the show notes on tadpog.com. Mm-hmm.
And we'll brag on how big their dicks are at the end of the show.
Yep. We don't know personally, but they assure us that
they've told us. Like, we've had multiple emails from Megalixir being like, "Hey guys, here's some tracks. Our dicks are really big."
Yeah, your bearded host said that with a lot of authority. These guys' dicks are fantastically, magnificently huge.
Please, they're gooters. Please,
they're gooters.
Awe-inspiring gooters.
He's the scientific
pookies for days.
See, we should join Megalixir. We should play instruments, join Megalixir, and our new band will be Awe-Inspiring Gooters.
Awe-Inspiring Gooters. Megalixir and the Awe-Inspiring Gooters. So Pilot Wings, guys.
Yes.
I want to know what Wikipedia had to say.
Please.
It's long, so buckle up.
All right. buckle the fuck up. It's Pilot Wings.
Pilot Wings, guys. It's a video game for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System, (SNES). It was developed by Nintendo's Entertainment Analysis and Development Division.
Sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was led by producer Miyamoto.
Okay. So
I'm sure everyone knows who Miyamoto is. If you don't, I'll provide a link in the show notes. You can spend your day doing research. The game was originally released in Japan in 1990, but shortly after, it was launched in North America as a release title. So it's a very, very early game, August 23rd, 1991, to be specific.
Hmm.
It's an amateur flight simulator game in which the player attempts to earn pilot licenses through lessons in light plane flight, hang gliding, skydiving, and, of course, the rocket belt. So a lot of people consider this game to kind of be a quote-unquote tech demo game because it showcases the SNES's Mode 7 technology that were shit scales and stuff like that. Yep. That's exactly how it says in Wikipedia, by the way.
That's about how I feel about it, too. Yeah.
We kind of talked about that, too, before the show. That's the main thing that this game does. Like, it's not super complicated, not super long, certainly not story intensive. It's just,
right,
this is what the new system can do. Check it out. And
what is a story? what would we say the story is?
It's an epic tale, really. four flight instructors fighting for their life, trying to teach a new and inexperienced pilot the ways of piloting, and eventually getting kidnapped.
It's Wings the video game, that's what you're saying.
God, I'd be fucking all over. They could have not changed anything and said that you were Brian, and this was you training to open up a new Sandpiper Air establishment. I would have been fucking all about this game.
That's all it would have taken.
I would have gotten a Hawaiian shirt and a leather jacket, like a bomber jacket, and just been Brian and cosplayed this game. Played the fucking shit out of Pilot Wings.
See, then you would have to go through all the, you know, if you did a Wings game, it couldn't be, there's no rocket belt in Wings. There's just the, you know, the Cessna. But then you would also have to work the grill. Like a,
you had to be Helen working the grill.
Yeah, working the grill. You would have to drive the cab for and Tony Shalhoub.
And Antonio Scarpaggi.
Yeah, Antonio Scarpaggi.
I know my fucking Wings characters.
Wings cast. Coming soon on Thursdays.
But, yeah, I mean, throughout the stages, you get your license, and then eventually the last stage, your instructors, get kidnapped. Never really says, but it's like an evil whoever.
Evil.
Like it doesn't go into a whole lot of detail.
Right.
Like, what the hell's going on? But you go from a rocket belt, you know, in the light plane, and eventually at the last stage, you get an attack helicopter.
Yeah.
Like, I find it amusing that they're going to trust you with a hang glider and a tiny little plane, and all of a sudden they give you, like, high military grade helicopters with rockets and shit and send you after
these instructors. Like, they're integral to the to the American government's protection.
The military just can't go on unless they send a D-rated pilot that just barely learned how to operate a damn light plane and stick him in an Apache helicopter with enough firepower to take out Manhattan. I mean, it's
do a
like
bombing run in North Korea.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Like, what the hell? Why was this so... whatever.
See, I like to think there's been a devastating world war that has left the war with five areas.
Okay.
Because you just see miles and miles of expanse all around these very small camps that you have to land in.
It's true.
Like a water world type thing where it's just there's nothing but water and these little, you know, places to land a plane. Like, that's it.
So maybe the instructors are actually the last people on Earth. That's why there's
it's possible,
important.
But I would feel bad for Shirley, the second instructor.
Shirley's getting the wrong deal.
The only female, and then you got Big Al with his sunglasses and sweaty, disgusting ass.
Is Big Al, do you think he was the inspiration for Big Gay Al? I kept thinking that the entire time I was playing the game.
I mean, possibly.
He looks nothing like the driving instructor from... it's that 80s movie.
License to Drive.
I just looked at it and immediately thought of the driver's license instructor.
I'm so glad you remember that movie. I thought I was the only person in the world who watched that.
See, the only thing that every time they came up, like the instructor came up, I kept thinking about Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, where between levels you would have the face come up and it'd be talking to you. It's basically the same thing, just a face like, you did a good job, or you fucked that up completely, or like, you're going to have a hard time getting past this now because you're such a piece of shit.
You know, and the advice is never helpful.
Oh, no.
Ever, ever. Like, when you fail a lesson, the instructor's always like, you know what you did wrong.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I really don't.
It's like, tips would not hurt this game. Like, just a little bit of help. We don't need much.
Like, when talking to Josh Nance about this game, he said something that... it's one of the few things I distinctly remember about Pilot Wings and kind of helps define the game for me. Because when he heard we were doing this, he was like, oh, I remember that. Because every time I'd go into Movie Hut on the weekends, there were like three copies of that game that were always there.
Yeah.
woe be the child that has to go rent Pilot Wings on the weekend.
I feel bad enjoying this game because everybody else so clearly hates it.
Like, I love it. No, I mean, I love it. I will champion Pilot Wings with you. I really don't think Tyler is going to be in our corner.
No. I've not seen frustration in his face quite the same way as when he's trying to push the parachute into the landing spot. This is like, nope, 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 fuck this.
It's a difficult game. That's, I think, one of the trademarks of this game is it's fucking Nintendo hard. Like, that is no joke. This game is Nintendo hard. I don't know. I'm sure we'll hear from somebody after I say this, but I don't know a human being who has legitimately beaten Pilot Wings.
Nope.
Like, I've never met someone.
No, certainly nobody bragging about it once they have. You'll never believe what I did this weekend. Yeah. Pilot Wings champion.
Now I'm beating the pussy off of the stick.
Down, ladies. Class A pilot right here. I saved the last four human beings on Earth.
Put your tampons aside for being, ladies.
It's fun for what it is. I took playing it sort of the way most people take playing a game like Tetris. You get better at it the more you do it. It's sort of skill-based, not much thinking involved at all.
Right.
Once you kind of get the patterns of how to make the different apparatuses go in whatever direction, like, it gets a lot easier after time. But like, if you just pick it up and, okay, like, you're going to fail the shit out of it a couple times. There's no way.
Well, and this is one of the games where it's it's a one-player only game, but it helps to play it in a group because people can shout suggestions at you.
Yeah.
Because the game does not help you like figure out how to fly anything.
Well, you know, I feel bad doing that because it annoys the shit out of me. But like when you were playing earlier, I was like, okay, now push back a little bit. Like, I'm just waiting for you to turn around and just hammer the shit out of me with the controller. Shut up!
No, I was thinking your advice because I think you are the only person I know who has legitimately gotten to the helicopter level without like putting passwords in or anything like
that. That's the thing is the first, I've played through this game so many times throughout the years. Just, I say play through it, I've played it. Mm-hmm. And my fondest memory of playing this game was sitting in my budgeting class in college and like just absolutely zoning out and being like, oh God, I've got to kill some time or I'm going to murder somebody. And pulling it up on my computer and being like, okay, well, he drones on about zero-based budgeting and Jimmy Carter. I'm going to go ahead and play Pilot Wings for a little while.
When you play with the keyboard, or did you have...
Yeah, yeah, I played with the keyboard.
I'd say you were ballsy enough, like, you're sitting in class with the controller.
No, I'm fairly sure he wouldn't have given a shit.
Just smoking a cigarette. Landing the parachute.
I get really excited because I scored a perfect score. It wasn't until I actually pulled up some information on the game that I even knew there was a helicopter stage.
It was always a rumor. When I was in elementary school, I remember a friend of mine owned this game, and he told me there is a helicopter part to this game, and we knew nothing about it. Mm-hmm. It was just mystical. And we used to sink so many hours trying to get through lesson 4 and never could. I still can't to this day.
Yeah, I never did until a couple of days ago, and then I spent the rest of my 48 hours trying to beat the helicopter stage, and it's not easy.
No, it didn't look easy. I watched you play.
You know what else is really hard? The first
Your
area.
Gooter?
My gooter.
Thinking about all this tampons.
No, my gooter is not hard at all.
Tyler's gooter was not impressed with Pilot Wings Stage 1.
A friend of mine also had this game, my friend Cyrus, and I'd go over there and I would try to play it, but man, I watched you play it for 4 or 5 hours, just dreading even picking up the controller. Like, I could just remember just the feeling in my chest trying to play this game when I was young.
I saw you squirming.
It's not a bad game. I'm not going to flame it. I can't think it's a piece of shit. I can't say there's anything wrong with it. If you like this kind of thing, it appears to be wonderful. But this is not my thing at all. Like, I hate the way it makes me feel. This game makes me feel so bad.
It's abusive. He's in an abusive relationship with a video game.
Miller and I are just battered. We have battered water syndrome.
Tyler just doesn't know how to quit you, Pilot Wings.
Because the simulation part of my brain is just gone. Like, I can't even learn how to play this game. I'm a savant at racing games compared to Pilot Wings.
And I think a lot of, like, I watched you playing it when you were... I was trying to stand several feet away just in case because you look pretty pissed off. But, like, you really, like, you don't want to make it any harder than it has to be. Like, when you start moving the controls around, you start trying to, like, you can really get yourself in trouble overthinking.
End up fighting yourself.
Yeah. You really got to treat it like a really simple, meticulous kind of thing rather than a race to the bottom. And, I mean, because it took me forever to learn that. Like, if in the first stage going through the parachute, if you don't touch the controller at all, you'll land through all three of the rings.
Yeah,
like,
you told me that.
Don't even move. Don't touch the controller. Just wait till you get to so many hundred feet, pop the chute, and you're good.
This whole game is a lesson in apathy.
Josh Nance is amazing at Pilot Wings.
That's going to be funny come later. Yeah, Josh Nance would perfect at Pilot Wings.
But I'm playing this, I felt like the girl... Like the typical girl in a romantic comedy that's just clumsy and just, it's just a failure at everything she does in life. Like that or somebody like in an infomercial trying to open a carton of milk or
in black
eat spaghetti. And white. Yeah. Like I'm the before Pilot Wings guy.
It's really entertaining if you take it. Like I said, it's the kind of thing I can be like, I don't want to play that for a few minutes. I play it for a few minutes and just walk away.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not a huge progressive story, so you don't feel like you're moving towards something.
There's not a whole lot of commitment.
I want to play that and I'm done.
Yeah, and if you get through the stages, you can skip to the stages once you've finished them because it'll give you a little license number.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like a saving a game
and
after each one.
That acts as a password. I thought that was a cool device.
Yeah, right. But, you know, like I said, it's sort of like one of those just little skill games like Tetris that you can just pick up and just be like, oh, okay, well, I'll do this for a few minutes and then, there's a butterfly. You walk away. There's nothing keeping you to it.
Yeah. Well, I think like to put it in perspective, I like that you mentioned that because when I was playing it, I was thinking this reminds me of like an iPhone game or an Android game.
Yeah, exactly.
Where it's the kind of thing where exactly like you said, you can pick it up, try a mission, fail it, and set it down and get on with your life.
Yeah.
Or you could sit down like I did the other night and play it for 4 hours straight.
Yeah, see, I can't. My attention span has gotten much shorter with age, so it's harder for me to pick a game up, any game really, and just be like 6 hours straight.
You're growing up a lot more than I am. I could easily sit down like on a Saturday and be like, well, looks like I'm playing this video game all day.
Yeah.
What's the next time I have to play somewhere? Tomorrow? All right.
We're good.
Looks like Pilot Wings is getting a little attention today.
All right, to frame another reference of how I feel about Pilot Wings. That's all my notes are just references to how I feel about it. Okay. I got nothing else.
Pilot Wings, who do you think you are? I mean,
a beat poem.
What is wrong with you?
Okay, on Reddit, there's a subreddit called NoFap.
Mm-hmm.
And NoFap is you stop masturbating.
Yeah.
It has all the references to a TED talk about the benefits of not masturbating.
There is a TED talk about that. Yes. You got to be shitting me.
I'm serious. Yeah,
I've got to see that.
They talk about like how your brain changes after like 7 days and after a month. How it's such an addiction and chemical. Like there's a whole huge thing about it, and a lot of people will do it. Not masturbate, not orgasm like at all, or only orgasm with a partner,
now, is that
not
you,
doing it themselves.
Is that when you rapidly touch your gooter? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I tried NoFap for a while, just because I was like, I'm probably spending, whenever I go down to masturbate and like sit down at 2 o'clock, wake up at 6 o'clock, it's like, all right, it's... We'll try this NoFap thing, see if I get a little bit of
you
time back in my
so
life.
You masturbate so much your accountant is mad with you.
So I did NoFap, I think I made it... I did 60 days only being with my wife, handling no business by myself. Pilot Wings was more frustrating than those 60 days of NoFap for me.
Wow.
Just because that just instantaneous frustration that I felt. I can go 60 days without masturbating easier than I can play 5 minutes of Pilot Wings.
That's pretty fucking
up,
bad.
Dude.
Of all the video game skills that I have, Pilot Wings is on the bottom.
See, the reason...
Period.
Like just-
I can do the rings... Like the shitty games you see at like Chuck E. Cheese where you shoot rings through water onto like pegs.
Yeah.
I'm better at
underwater
that.
Super hoopla.
Underwater super hoopla. I'm better at that than I am Pilot Wings.
What is it about Pilot Wings that you find difficult?
I guess just being thrown in the deep end of the pool, and there's just constant trial and error until you just learn a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's just, I just couldn't.
So
I guess I like story too. I guess I play games for a different experience, sort of a simulation, practicing doing something. Uh-huh. I don't like it; just feel like practice to me.
Yeah,
and it's not.
Yeah, I mean that's
not my bag.
Literally, what the first four is supposed to be about is just you learning.
It's kind of therapeutic though for me. Like you said, Miller, it's kind of it gets to a point where it's kind of mindless.
Yes.
And you're just kind of learn a little something there.
what I find so surprising about that is that you, Tyler, you actually. Really love difficult games. Like you'll play other games on the highest difficulty setting. That shit drives me. I can't do it. Like I get frustrated too fast trying to do things like that. But we've had that talk before where like if I'm playing a newer game, like I'm going through it for the story. So I don't want to waste a bunch of time getting the shit kicked out of me and having to start all over again. But you kind of like that.
Yeah, unlike BioShock and Fallout and shit like that, I do usually set it to hard.
Right. And that would drive me insane. Like, I don't know how you do that.
But you kind of dedicate it to games that you really enjoy, right?
Yeah, I have to really love a game to be able to endure any sort of punishment. It's not like Munchausen Syndrome, Pilot Wings, where you take enough punishment that then you find a love for it.
Poor Tyler, man.
I know.
I feel bad for him for having to do this.
But it's not a a bad game.
It's a dark ass episode.
In episode 80, Tyler builds Munchausen Syndrome from playing Pilot Wings.
Like your next bullet point is playing Pilot Wings reminded me of when my uncle stuck his finger in my butthole when I was five. Damn, I don't think he liked this game
like
at all.
All
I still love my uncle. I still love Pilot Wings.
I imagine Tyler playing 10 minutes of Pilot Wings. Next thing we find him shirtless, sitting in his house with all the lights off, eating a paper plate full of banana runs. I don't know what I'm going to do now. Somebody give me some soup in hand. I can't move.
It did teach me something. Watching both of you guys play it, it did teach me that in order to be a piloting instructor,
yeah,
you have to be white.
You know, I didn't even notice that. All the instructors,
yeah, I guess you do.
All the instructors were white. Two were men. All right, three were men. I'm sorry, three were men. Just poor Shirley by herself. The last woman left on Earth. Good luck repopulating with Big Al. I wonder if he takes those sunglasses off.
God, I have this horrible image of Big Al just over Shirley. Just like that caterpillar mustache she has glistening with sweat.
Just sweat.
She can see her
reflection.
Her reflection in the sunglasses.
Just looking back into her own soul.
Fear and shame and determination all at once.
But that being said, I'm not equipped to comment a whole lot because I couldn't play it very much. So I can't say if I think it should be in the 80th spot, if it should be... I can only go on watching you guys, and I enjoyed watching it. I thought it was fun.
Yeah, you watched
cheering
me play
you
it for
on
a long
and
time.
Things like that. Yeah, it's like entertaining
it,
to
you
watch.
You didn't seem to get tired of watching.
Nope.
Yeah, like I said, I was when I made the joke about, you know, coming to doing Pilot Wings, I really didn't think it was going to be in the top 100. I had not looked at it, and I think it's interesting that many people found it to be a good game. Because like I said, I really like playing it, but there's nothing about it that fits into any other game that I would have ever played. Like, yeah. It's not like the games I normally like.
Right.
So, you know, I think it's cool that it got into the top 100. I don't know if it actually belongs there. Y'all have played a lot more games than I have, so I don't have a whole lot of frame of reference in comparison.
I think it does. Like, based on some of the shit games we have played, I think Pilot Wings definitely belongs in this list.
Yeah.
Because, I mean... Looking at Sparkster, and I mean, I don't want to keep shitting on Blackthorn way after the fact, but Blackthorn. Well, I had a good time at Pilot Wings, man. I kind of put it in its own little special category with Super Tennis. Because Super Tennis, I love Super Tennis for the same fucking reasons I love Pilot Wings. It's hard, and it's addictive as shit. Because each time I feel like, oh, I learned a little bit. I can get it next time. And I'll play it again. Oh, I didn't get it, but I learned a little bit. I can get it next time. And it's this vicious fucking cycle. And 5 hours later, I wake up.
And then I learn, you know, they like their medium. They like their steak medium rare. So it hits me. I learn a little bit. So the next time I make that steak, I made the bath a little bit too hot and I got another black eye. But I learned a little bit.
Poor Tyler getting the shit kicked out of him. The Pilot Wings, you just can't leave.
There aren't enough tampons in the world to give Pilot Wings.
But the music was interesting.
I like the music.
I can say that about it. It reminded me a lot of F-Zero and Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Like it started off, had a few bars that were the same as both of those games.
Yeah, in the skydiving level, I swear there's this little bit of music that sounds like the Ninja Turtles theme. Josh pointed out when we were playing it, and at first I was like, what the fuck are you talking? Oh, yeah.
I noticed there are at least five or six of the same sound effects in Pilot Wings as in F-Zero.
Oh, yeah.
The bumper noises and the acceleration noises are exactly the same.
Recycling assets.
The rocket belt, as soon as I saw it, I just thought of Arrested Development. The episode where George Michael has a rocket belt and he's trying to flip the fake city fighting Tobias Godzilla.
These plans do not meet muster.
Well, the rocket belt was also the easiest, I think.
It was by far the easiest.
Out of all the different lessons.
Yeah, I mean...
Because you can actually kind of control that one.
Which is why, I mean, I always found that to be the best strategy. Whatever level you're on, start with a hang glider, start with the parachute.
Hang glider being, I think, the second hardest.
Yeah, I thought it was the first, but...
Because just landing that. Everything else.
Well, that's the thing is, that's the same way, I think, with all of the different...
four of them.
Yeah. It's the landing is the only really complicated part. Yeah. All the rest of it is fairly simple.
Yeah.
Most with the plane, it's really just about controlling your speed. But that's the thing is, it took me a long time. Like normally, I would just push it up to 99 and just fuck it. Let's see what happens.
Right.
Like it took me a while to learn. You should slow down a little bit here, and you should lift up, and you know, make a wide turn so you can get back onto the runway. Like there's things like that. You can't just cram a square peg into a round hole. Like you really gotta. Finesse a little
to it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, harkening back to the instructors, as I fight for commentary, the first instructor, he would look so angry if you didn't do very well on your piloting.
Oh, yeah.
So, he just reminded me of like a very angry Geico caveman that doesn't have a beard because he has like the protruding forehead and he just looks so angry all the time. If you fucking, you hang that, oh, you land that light plane.
They get really mad if you don't land in the square you're supposed to land in.
Yeah. Well, what's funny is I'm sitting here thinking they do the exact opposite when you actually do well. Like their eyes get really big. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh my gosh, you did so great. But you never actually saw that happen, I don't think.
I did not.
So I feel like you missed out on a little bit of the range of emotion that these last four people on Earth display.
Like when a girl sees the giant penis? No, I have no reference whatsoever. Nope.
I can put some videos in the show notes. You want to see that.
I'm a fan of Shane Diesel. All right. We'll put you up some bits. All right.
That would make for a good video in itself is Tyler reaction videos from playing Pilot Wings. Like, if you ever wondered what somebody who's on the verge of just breaking somebody's, you know, head open looks like, watch Tyler play the game for 5 minutes. Because before it's over with, he's going to pick something up and just bash somebody over the head with
or
it.
Or offer Nicole Nance a Sprite. You get the same
roughly the same look, yeah.
She has the funniest knee-jerk facial reaction to anything I've ever seen. So when I was playing that, that's when, which one of you was like, that's very close to a Nicole face. I'm just disgusted and anger playing Pilot Wings.
But I love it when she gets that face, you know, for the most nonsensical reason. Like, do you have anything to drink? We have Sprite. Do you have Sprite Zero? No.
Ugh. I have the Wings face.
Pilot Wings.
Hi, Nicole. Hope the drive to work's going pretty good. We're just talking about your face.
Guys, that's really not cool. You shouldn't do that.
We talked to her about guest hosting last week. We'll see how that goes.
Did she give you that look? Was she so interested in guest hosting that she was like,
Pilot Wings, please.
Yeah. Oh, you just missed Pilot Wings. Turns out there is one other person on the planet that enjoys Pilot Wings other than me.
In my notes, I have Goatsy Ring.
Goatsy Ring. And I think it's... The
Rocket Belt. I think it's lesson three or four.
Lesson four. Because it makes out to be like there's moving targets on this one. And the moving target is just the same fucking ring from the first one.
Right.
Just spinning in a circle. Like, it's not even moving.
It's rotating.
And then one of them is moving and it's closing in and out. And it looks like just a spreading butthole.
A puckering asshole.
It looks like a puckering asshole. And that's all I can imagine when I'm flying through it is a pair of hands on either side of it. Pulling it apart every few seconds.
Right. Are we going to lead that in the show?
Yes.
Going to lead to Goatsy.
Hey, let's throw Tub Girl in there, too.
Yeah, put a Goatsy and Tub Girl, but lock them so you have to put in, like, a password to be able to view them. Because, like, we don't want anybody accidentally clicking Goatsy.
Clippy pops up. I see you're trying to view Goatsy.
You get me and put an NSFW tag on that one.
On all of it. Look, man, if I didn't put a link to the pterodactyl porn, I'm sure as hell not putting a link to
Goatsy. Oh, man, that was hilarious, yeah. The pterodactyl porn. Yeah, just Google it and you'll find it.
Yeah. You know it's good for you, you won't.
It's good. The best thing about that is the sounds they're making, like,
because I never heard that until Eli Phillips. Like, I was over at his apartment. He's like, hey, man, I've got something to show you that I think you'd like. And he showed me pterodactyl porn and cake farts.
Cake farts.
I know. Okay. That's what you think I'm into.
Yeah, I bet Jacob would love that.
You like dinosaurs and cake? Oh, I've got a treat.
Yeah, because remember Becky came over to his apartment that night and actually saw that. Oh, wow. She was mortified.
Becky, your wife.
Yes, my wife.
What did she see? Someone
she saw cake farts. Well, she saw them both, I think. I guess it was fresh in people's mind at that point. And they were like, you got to see this. Okay.
But cake farts is barely sexual. It's just weird.
I mean, I guess it depends on who you
are. It depends on what you're into, yeah.
Like, I didn't find it particularly sexual, but I guarantee there's somebody out there that just loves that shit.
I've seen that fetish on Real Sex, like 16, when I was in middle school.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They did a real sex on it?
On, like, people who like to sit on cakes.
Sploshing.
And squish cakes.
It's called sploshing. Yeah. I remember that. Because I remember that episode. Because it wasn't just cakes. Like, they would have vats full of baked beans for you to sit in. And, like, cream corn. Oh, this feels so good.
Which this has been the long way of us coming around to how Tyler feels about Pilot Wings. It feels like I've sploshed in a can of baked beans.
You ever seen a clown set in a thing of baked beans and then get Munchausen syndrome? That's how I feel about Pilot Wings.
Man, he really hates that game.
I don't think he liked it.
But it's not a bad game.
It's not a bad game.
Do you think it belongs on the top 100 list, Tyler?
I do.
Yeah.
I absolutely do.
Do you think it's placed well at number 80?
Yeah. If anything, I think maybe it should be 81 if I'm just looking at...
I don't think it's better than it in a landmark position?
Yeah. Maybe not in a landmark position. I don't think it's better than Bomberman 2, but...
I agree.
I think it should be on the top 100, and it should be as high as Super Tennis.
Was it better than Death and Return of Superman?
Yeah. The story of Pilot Wings is better than the story of Death and Return of Superman.
The Exterminator was pretty good, though.
It's like Big Al.
Or Eradicator.
Eradicator.
Yeah, I know.
The Goober Eradicator. And looking over my notes, the only thing that I have left was... Because last week I talked about the Green Ranger still giving me chills.
Yes.
You know what also still gives me chills? In the Chipmunks movie where they had the chipmunk dolls that you cut open for cash and diamonds. Like, I remember, like, thinking that was just so incredible when I was little. And I still think it's incredible for some reason. Like, I'll see that, like, on TV and be like, yeah, shit, that doll's full of cash. Get that and put it in the taco. Put the moving sombrero. I'm done.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. It's me and Miller from here on out.
Yep.
Well, buddy, we got about 20 minutes.
I can't stop thinking about cake farts. Got that in my head now. Like, this is what the show is deteriorated into, is talking about
cake farts episode.
We're going to have to take a cake fart break.
We're going to talk about the famous cake farters.
I remember me and Becky, my wife, sitting at home one night and watching I think it was American Dad or something, because I remember I sent you a message as soon as we saw it. Roger, one of Roger's personas was Gloria Lemon Party or something, and I nearly fell out of my chair laughing. Becky was like, "What are you laughing at? What's so funny?" I was like, "Lemon Party, that's hilarious." She was like, "What's Lemon Party?" And like, just like all of a sudden the light just going off my head, and I was like, "Just Google it. Just go ahead and Google it."
Wait until you're at work.
Yeah. They got like the first thing she came to was like Urban Dictionary or something. And she was like, Lemon Party, along with Goatsy and what was the other one? Oh, Two Girls, One Cup is known as the unholy trilogy of internet like video. I was like, yeah, it's about right.
Pilot Wings face.
But Pilot Wings
face.
Yeah. Yeah, she made the Pilot Wings face. I'm weirded out that I like this game because, I mean, you know, Tyler and I think have had a lot of discussions about my motley crew of games that I've enjoyed over the years. Like, I absolutely love Silent Hill, one of my favorite game series of all time.
That's not too weird.
I've never seen anyone play a Silent Hill game like Miller does, though.
What's weird about it is that I hate Resident Evil.
Oh, really?
Just can't stand Resident Evil. The camera angles and the general game mechanics are just a little bit different from Silent Hill, and I hate it.
I haven't liked any past two.
Yeah, I mean, the fear games, survival horror games in general, I like. But for some reason, Resident Evil, which is kind of the benchmark of survival horror games, I just couldn't stand them. It's like I really loved, you know, RPGs and stuff like that.
I imagine you playing Resident Evil, just talking to yourself, it's no Pilot Wings.
Like, I wonder if this is, like, how Pilot Wings happened. It turns out Resident Evil is prequels to Pilot Wings. This is how we wound up with only four people left on the Earth.
In these bunkers that are separated.
Yeah.
You have to hang glide, too.
Like, if you look really closely on one of the landing platforms, you'll see a little umbrella.
Yeah.
Like, symbol. It's like, oh, my God, it's come full circle.
I like to think each lesson you're actually delivering important medicine to another trainer. Yeah. That's why they get so mad when you fail.
For reference, Tyler, the other instructors do look pissed off, too. I know you didn't get a good dose of it.
Just gang your cave manga. Okay. There are more instructors.
Yeah.
There's more than the light plane and the...
What is this rocket belt you guys keep talking about?
The disdain he speaks of it with. But it's a good game.
It's a good game.
But I would rather not masturbate for an entire 2 months.
Yep.
I'd rather just wrap my hand in a mitt and just have it duct taped on and never. That's how much you hate it. That's an impressive amount of frustration.
Yep. Yep. I can't say I hate it. Like, I don't just like want it to be every copy to be burned. It's just So French is okay. All right, I guess stop.
This game, this game is Nintendo hard. I think this is certifiably Nintendo hard. It's a very difficult game.
Absolutely.
Someone may correct me, but I think this is the first game to introduce the trope of flying through rings as goals. Because I don't think there was a game before this that you had to fly through rings to achieve game goals. Because since this, it's been in a lot of different games. Like, even in, like, Far Cry 3, where you have to do a little racing scenario. You got to fly through fucking rings. You got to drive through rings.
I wonder, were there a lot of flight simulation games, period? I mean, were there any flight simulator games before that? I mean,
probably for PC, but yeah. Nothing for like consoles.
Yeah.
So I just think it's kind of interesting that, as far as I know, this is the first game that they define a course by you having to go through rings.
And that's weird, something that's that simple.
Yeah.
And you just never saw that.
Right. I think that's a hallmark of good design, where you kind of look back and you're like, why the fuck didn't anyone think about this?
It's funny to think in 91 when it was released, people from another game design company are looking at this going, holy shit.
They put fucking rings
there's
in the game.
Rings there.
Tony, and I told you.
One of them expands like a butthole. This is crazy. Where were you guys? Firing their entire development team. We obviously don't deserve to stay in business if we can't come up with an asshole ring. Flying course. I mean, come on, guys.
Asshole. We need asshole ring flying course.
Miyamoto.
Miyamoto.
How's that asshole ring going?
Very close. It's like, I don't know. I was just going to have just a small asshole ring, but I thought, how great would it look if it just opened up a little bit, but then closed back up? Then like, opened up a little bit, then closed back
like
up.
Like a fish gasping. I really honestly don't have much else to talk about with the game. And that's another thing about the game is there's not a whole lot to it. It just takes a long time to play because you have to master each of these things or else it's going
to
take
hours. Yeah, if you were to play the game and just like nail every one of them, a half hour would probably do it. I mean, it's like if you go for over 2 minutes on each one, you're damn near going to run out of gas, like in fuel in your stuff. So it's really from start to finish, if you play it, and play it great. Oh, it's no time. I mean, but
if you're a regular person,
if you're not the guy who created the game,
if you're not Rain Man, you're gonna be in trouble.
Miyamoto and Rain Man play Pilot Wings.
Did you think of any achievements for the game? Because I know that's something you've done on past shows.
I normally like to come up with them on the fly.
I do. I have two.
Do you have some, Tyler?
I have two prepared.
Okay. Well, let's do achievements then, and I'll. Do you have some, Miller?
Yeah.
Okay, great. That'll give me plenty of time to try to think of something. I like how quick you were. Oh, yeah.
Do you want me to go ahead and...
You can go. Yeah, you can go first.
Well, it's funny when you said something about the apathy in Josh Nance earlier.
Just for the record, I didn't say that.
it made me laugh because I had thought of this. The first achievement that I had was Josh Nance, Sky Captain of Tomorrow. And that is scoring the absolute minimum amount of points allowable to actually pass all four stages. And just because I know he would say, fuck that, and fuck Josh Nance, the other was Sean McElwain, Sky Colonel of the Day After Tomorrow, which is where you score the bare minimum to pass plus 5 points.
Those are good.
About those, I felt like those were attainable.
The listeners, of course, know Josh from Uniracers and our Super Gooter episode.
I've got, you are a kind and patient sir or madam, which is clocking 30 minutes of active time into Pilot Wings.
Is that it? Just 30 minutes?
Yeah, if you can play for 30 minutes straight, that's an achievement.
That's a huge achievement for Tyler. That would be...
That's a life achievement. Yes.
And the other being a pretty obvious one, Lord of the Rings.
Oh, that's good, Tyler.
So
I like
you
it.
Get all the rings on one set of stages.
Call Second Breakfast Podcast for a tie-in.
The Pilot Wings to Lord of the Rings trilogy.
The only one that I've been able to come up with in the amount of time that you guys took is get to the choppa. where all you have to do is get to the helicopter.
The helicopter stage.
Like, if you get there, you congratulations, you got the achievement.
Obviously, beating the game is an achievement, but I feel like that's a little too lofty. this is not a game that you're... I'm not even sure it's possible. Like, I need to look this shit up and see if anybody's actually beat it. It may just be a joke. Like, this is a big Nintendo joke. Like, let's put this impossible level at the end and... Like, see, you know, maybe 20 years down the road, some guys are going to play this game and have a podcast about it. And give you, they're actually finally going to figure out a ruse.
I've got another on-the-fly one.
Oh, nice.
Another on-the-fly. I didn't bring it up for Air Shirley, which is you do something to make Shirley's eyes pop out real wide. You get a high enough score.
I like it. Take it out for air.
Poor pilot wings.
Yeah. Yeah, it needs a little attention.
I think that really was the main flaw that I found in the game was that it really isn't long enough, because once you do have a lot of that stuff mastered, it would be nice to have a few more stages, just because, I mean, it's the same, it's very repetitive.
Or a free flight mode would be cool.
Yeah.
Like for the single engine plane, it'd be cool to be able to take off and just fuck around and fly
out in the great expanse of ocean. Like, oh, it's more water. Look, guys, look what I found.
Do a bombing run on Umbrella Corps.
I feel like if this had been later, that would have been a way to access like a secret stage.
Yeah,
like fly off the other way or something like that.
Yeah, that would be a cool Easter egg. If you fly in the right direction for so long, there's another landing strip, and it's like there's some kind of awesome something going on there.
You land on that landing strip, and then you start playing another game. Like another game just loads.
It turns into Pac-Man. Right? Yeah.
It's like you find the other instructors who are not instructing you at that time all drinking beer and like, what the fuck are you doing here, rookie?
Or you find clones of the instructors that sent you. Now you're faced with a
beer. They were evil instructors the entire time. Damn it. Fucking Umbrella, man. These guys are evil. That is horrible. I'm starting to feel bad for Big Al, man.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think Big Al is the one we have to feel the least bad about. Before.
Just because he's fat. I mean, come on, man. Don't hate on him just because he's fat.
That's why they call him Big Al.
Just because he's fat and he's got the porno stash and the aviator sunglasses that Shirley has to look into her soul through.
Now she's facing the other direction.
Oh, you know she is. She can't stand to look at that.
Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
I know it doesn't feel like we've been talking about Pilot Wings that long, but we have. Mm-hmm. We've been talking for long. I don't know how much that has actually been about Pilot Wings.
A pterodactyl porn in there, too.
But if you were to give this game a beard, between beard and beard, where would you put this game?
Well, I've got... Both these are very accuracy-related beards and glasses.
Accuracy-related?
Accuracy-related. Mm-hmm. So that's the... Remember that. That's okay. The running theme.
All right, accuracy.
I would give this one of the prehensile beards from the Skittles commercial that has like the hand on the end.
Okay.
I give it one of those because it has to very accurately pick up small Skittles.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like you must be accurate in Pilot Wings.
It's a pretty badass beard. If you had to assign a corresponding pair of glasses to this game and really frustrate David Dykus by doing so, what kind of glasses would you give this game?
Are you familiar with the cinematic wonder that is Last Action Hero?
Not at all, Tyler.
Are you Sean Miller?
Oh, yeah.
Last Action Hero.
I love Last Action Hero. It's one of Arnold Schwarzenegger's finest cinematic achievements.
Is that the one where they go through the movie screen?
Yeah.
Then I am familiar with it.
Should be on Criterion Collection, but it's not. I give it the glass eye that the villain has that is a bullseye.
Mm.
I give it one Last Action Villain bullseye glass eye.
Okay. Accuracy. I see what you did. Miller? Do you have any closing thoughts on Pilot Wings before we move on to thanking people profusely?
No, like I said, I enjoyed the game a lot. I enjoyed picking it up and playing it again. It's one of those things that like once every year or two, I'll just be like, oh, you know, that's great. So it was fun to pick it up. And I actually have a reason to, you know, to come on and do the show. So I think it, you know, like I said, y'all have got a lot more background and playing a lot of the games that are on the top 100. Obviously, you've played through 20 of them just here lately. But I like to think it belongs in the 80 spot in the top 100. But you know.
I think it does.
What the hell do I know?
I think it does. I think, and honestly, I think IGN has done a pretty bad job on this list so far, but I think Pilot Wings is right where it belongs.
Yeah. And I'm glad I had the opportunity to come in and do the show, because like I said, I was really excited about, oh yeah, I'm gonna do, well, where is that? Oh, it's number two. I'm like, oh shit, well, I'll see you guys in a couple of years. I'm going to have to beat people away with a stick just to get on one of those anyway.
Some people called us, Tyler.
Oh, peoples.
Some people called us.
Jacob?
A lot of people called us.
And not Jacob.
A lot of people and not Jacob. Are you going to do eerily silent, Jacob York?
Yeah, I think that's pretty good. I think that's pretty proper.
All right, let's see who we got.
Tyler, Dave, hey, it's Matt Barker calling in from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Just calling in a couple reasons. First off, I wanted to thank you guys and congratulate you. You've done a fantastic job on this podcast. I get to listen to it to and from my way to work every week. And, you know, it helps pass the time, and you guys are just hilarious, and it's very insightful. Some of the things that that Dave finds on Wikipedia and just the trivia is fantastic. The main reason I was calling was because I wanted to pose a question to you guys. My main question would be, if you guys had to pick your top five JRPGs, any system, what would they be? You know, they can be just about any system you prefer. I'll start the ball rolling, and in no particular order, I would have to say Earthbound, Skies of Arcadia, which is a fantastic game if you haven't played it, Suikoden 2, Chrono Trigger, and Final Fantasy 4. And then also, just to poke the bear a little bit with a stick, I'm going to go ahead and throw out that Final Fantasy 4 is a far better game than Final Fantasy 6. Tyler, I am looking forward to your little debate. So that's all I have. Keep up the good work and have a great day.
Well, first of all, thanks for calling, Matt.
Yep. I'm writing down RPGs right now, trying to put where.
I was actually counting on you to kind of carry this one, Tyler, because my favorite JRPG is pretty simple. If it has a Final Fantasy in it, and it's not Chrono Trigger, there's four of them. Chrono Trigger is my favorite JRPG, and I think it's a shame, spoilers, that it's not number one on IGN's top 100, just because that game was so breakthrough at the time with different endings and just the concept of time travel. I disagree with Matt. I think Final Fantasy VI is better than Final Fantasy IV.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Final Fantasy VI is the best Final Fantasy.
I completely agree with you.
Miller, you're nodding slightly.
Yeah. Six, I think, was probably my favorite of all. And I'm like y'all. I've played every one of them, including the MMO. Both MMOs, even though one was tragically, tragically bad. I actually beta'd that game. And I remember playing the beta for the last 2 weeks thinking, this is going to be fucking great. And then I got the $80, that $80 special edition set, played it for a week, and I was like, oh, fuck. I've got the little leather-bound notebook and just throw it in the trash.
It's a shame book.
Yeah, money well wasted.
But I don't know. Beyond those two, I mean, those are the big two for me. Everything else after that is a Final Fantasy game, just because, honestly, I haven't played a lot of JRPGs out of Square's purview.
Yeah.
I thought 9 was really good. I know 7 is everyone's go-to.
Everybody loves 7, and that was one of my least favorites.
I like 7, but I don't think it's super great.
I don't know why I disliked it so much. I would say 6, 4, and 10, X. I
thought 10 was great.
I really liked 10. But
I
of
like
course,
12 as well. I know you...
Yeah, we had that discussion last week. Like, after 10 and, of course, 11, I felt like everything started to go downhill. It started to turn into one long cutscene with very little action. And so I really started to appreciate the Final Fantasy less and less at that point. Like, even X2 was okay, but...
Little Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't really my kind of thing. I know Tyler...
You can play it while you drink your skinny bitch vodka.
Cucumber-flavored skinny bitch vodka. I know Tyler actually let me borrow Earthbound, which I know is one of his big ones. Mm. I couldn't get as much into it, but... I think was Secret of Evermore a Square game as well?
It is. That's the only game that I can. I don't know why it's not on the top 100 list. But yeah, it's
that
Square.
That I think that was probably one of my top five too. Secret of Evermore. I thought it was a really neat concept. The play style was different than the turn based, Final Fantasies that I'd played before. So that's another one of my favorites.
If I could put If I could put tactics in there, I think that I would.
I
don't know
down.
If it counts as a JRPG. I mean, it's tactical, yeah. Right? But the story still is a full-on RPG story.
Because I've got written down pretty standard. I think everybody can expect Earthbound and Final Fantasy VI. I don't know which one I like more. I consider them both.
Earthbound and Final Fantasy VI, yeah. You kind of have tied.
They're pretty much on the same level. I mentioned Earthbound more just because saying Earthbound comes off the tongue easier than Final Fantasy VI. Final Fantasy VI.
Yeah.
And has anybody considered why there were like 14 final fucking games?
Well, I think, I don't know the truth to it, but I think the rumor was that Final Fantasy for the NES was like a last ditch effort by Square. And they didn't expect the game to be good or well-received at all, and it just took off. So in order to cash in, you know, they want to do a sequel, you got to call it Final Fantasy II or else people aren't going to make the connection. So I don't know.
So I've got Suikoden 2, Suikoden 2, and 1 also are very, very, very good. 1 is just a lot... It's not as refined as 2 is.
And I played a little bit of 1 until I got to the dragons that sounded like elephants, yep. And then I completely checked out.
I've got Final Fantasy Tactics down. I think I can also, it's hard to narrow down between Super Mario RPG and Final Fantasy IV. But sort of my wild card that I would put on this list is Phantasy Star 4. For the Sega Genesis, I really enjoyed Phantasy Star 4. It's more of your traditional, all the other Phantasy Stars are different.
Yeah.
But Phantasy Star 4, I remember Ashley Shake, let me borrow that, and I played it on his Nomad.
Nice.
It was a fantastic game. I guess, I don't know, the Shining Force games, I don't know if they're considered JRPGs. They're sort of like Final Fantasy Tactics. I love the Shining Force series.
You're mentioning a lot of games that I'm going to have to wait until I'm retired to play.
Yep.
What about, did you ever play Mystic Quest?
Yes, I did play Mystic Quest.
That was also one of my favorites. I remember when and where I was when I bought that game. I was up in Lexington, uh-huh. And some family friends had took us up there to a wrestling match when I was a little kid, and I bought it at the game store, and I just could not wait to get home and play it. It wasn't as good, because I think by the time I got it, I had already played Final Fantasy VI.
Yeah.
And I just randomly came across it.
But and
it
was, Pilot Wings, naturally.
Oh, I mean, where do you go from there? I mean, you can't top Pilot Wings. I thought that was a really cool Square game. I always go back to Square's just...
Yeah. It's familiar.
Before they acquired the Enix suffix, it's just Square.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it was at. So yeah. In the 90s, that was Square and Rare. Old Square and Rare.
Square and Rare.
But the Mystic Quest, I remember a lot of people, like, that should be like your introduction to the Final Fantasy series.
Yeah, yeah.
I still would like to play a D&D character based off Reuben from Final Fantasy Mystic Quest one day.
Hmm. Well, it's cool because the games, that's one set of games where everything clearly, very clearly gets more involved, a little more complicated, a little more hard to handle as far as just the difficulty of the game. Like, in Mystic Quest, you're controlling two characters at a time, and then you move on and you've got 5, and then in Final Fantasy VI,
so your party is growing.
Yeah, your party's growing in 6. You get the capability of like moving people in and out of the party as you please.
Right.
So it's a clear evolution of the games in how they're played.
Yeah, so no debate necessary, Matt. You're wrong. Final Fantasy VI is better. Let's go.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah,
next call.
Hello, Ted Paul. This is listener Chris. And when I was in second grade, I invented a game I played because Alternative Point. The game consisted of me kicking a playground ball against the brick wall of the cafeteria. And if I was able to hit the metal sand grates at the top of the wall, that meant there was now a turd in the toilet. The next step was to kick the ball on into the cafeteria, run over and catch it before it hit the ground, thereby flushing the toilet. I probably don't have to tell you guys this, but most of the time I keep that game. So, thank you.
That was Chris Edler. That was, I believe, the same listener who wrote the Police Academy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Police Academy fan fiction?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That he and his sister performed for his parents. So, yeah, it's pretty awesome. Every time Chris calls, I get excited because it's like, oh, this is like one of our intro sections. It's like I get an extra Tyler story, except it's Chris instead of Tyler because he's got good stories.
Well, thank you, Chris. I'm glad I'm the only one who didn't play Turn the Toilet Bowl. It was like surely no one else, although my version was throwing a basketball against my house, and if I hit the siding or the brick,
your dad would come out and beat you. That was the game.
Yep.
I caught you, Tyler.
Gotcha.
Now I'm going to beat you.
That's a story for a whole another story for a different day.
Oh, yeah. No.
We also heard from this guy.
Pat Fogg. It's Ramon Castillo of Super Bomberman 2 fame. Hey, listen, guys. I wanted to give you the scoop on some portable games that you may have not played yet. I know Tyler has a DS and was kind of on the fence about getting a 3DS. I think you should, man. Bunch of good games, particularly Fire Emblem Awakening. I'm probably about 60 hours in, and I think I'm probably going to be playing it for about 100 hours. It's a great game. It's really, it's got a lot of endings as far as like the character development goes. That and on iOS and Android, you can get Knights of Pen and Paper for $1.99, and it's an awesome throwback game. And you guys should really check it out. It reminds me of old school 8-bit era and D&D and all sorts of like pop culture stuff rolled into one. Plus, if you guys are going to do a BioShock Infinite special feature, I'm totally down. Love the game. Got a lot of great things to say about it. And also, keep me on board for Shadowrun if you guys want to do it. Okay, that's it. Love the show. Yep. Earthbound, Chrono Trigger, later.
All right, we have had at least 4 people say they want to record the BioShock Infinite episode with us. We're going to do it, and I really appreciate everyone liking the show enough that they want to record with us, but Jacob has had dibs on that since before we started this podcast.
And we're going to be in Atlanta to do it.
So I don't mean to shut you down, Ramon, and all the other great people who have showed interest in recording with us, but if we did that, Jacob would murder us.
And I'm glad you said Bomberman 2 fame, because like, it's Ramon Castillo. I was like, oh, fuck, which Ramon Castillo is it? I know like 8 of them. Is it Ramon from The Office, or is it Ramon that sold me all that pot? I don't know which Ramon Castillo is.
Just for the record, I don't want to do the BioShock episode.
No.
So that can be a weight off your back in case you were wondering.
Thank you. That's all right, so we don't have to look for Sean Miller with a shotgun when we record.
This is bullshit! Let me in the studio!
Ramon actually called back and left this message.
Dad Bog, it's Ramon Castillo again. Hey, listen, there's a real easy answer for the whole Goku versus Superman thing. It's, you know, who would win in that fight? The Incredible Hulk. That's who would win the fight. He'd mop the floor with the two of them. So talk amongst yourselves. Have a nice day. See you later, McElwain.
See, I feel like Josh Nance should field that comment because he is the Incredible Hulk specialist out of us. He is very much in the Incredible Hulk's corner. He would probably defend that statement by Ramon.
Did I miss something? Who would win in a fight between Superman and Goku? The Incredible Hulk would, of course. Oh.
The Incredible Hulk knows no balance, Miller. First lesson.
He's not even in the fight. Fuck it, he's there.
We'll talk to Josh, okay? We'll talk to Josh, and we'll keep everyone updated on Superman versus Goku, whether or not the winner is actually Incredible Hulk. On Hulkgate. Hulkgate 2013. But thanks for calling, Ramon. We appreciate it, and we'll see. We'll see how this battle royale turns out.
It turns out the Silver Surfer won that fight.
Hey, guys. This is Phil from Salem, Oregon. I'm just recalling you guys after I flubbed up on my last message. Anyway, I was trying to ask you if you could replace one game on this list, because you guys just run through a slew of terrible games that sound like a few gems, but most of them are pretty bad. So take one game off this list, put on one that you think belongs on there, because I think Secret of Evermore, one of the best games that came out for the Super Nintendo, and I find it just terrible, just atrocious that the game is on there. So give me an idea. What's a game that you guys would really like to see on there that you don't think gets its justice? All right, y'all. Take it easy.
So what do you think, Tyler?
I completely agree with them that it's an atrocity, a Secret of Evermore. Whoever designed it must have just forgotten about it. I can't imagine that they don't think it's on the top 100. It must have just been brain fart because Sparkster should be off.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Sparkster, gone. You're out. And then replace that with Secret of Evermore. I have nostalgia glasses for Hook, so I need to replay Hook and see how I feel about that.
I never played Hook. I'm down to play it.
I enjoyed it as a kid. There were no game-breaking glitches, so it beat Sparkster.
It's already better than Sparkster.
Yep.
Phil, I want to thank you very much for calling and recognizing that we've been playing shit games recently. Like, that gives me... You have no idea how much solace that gives me. That someone calls in and is like, man, I feel bad for you guys playing all these shitty games. And like agrees with us that the games that we've been playing are shitty. So I appreciate that.
I'm curious, what's more frustrating to you, Tyler, playing really shitty games for the past like few months or playing 10 minutes worth of Pilot Wings?
Pilot Wings.
But it's a good game.
The Incredible Hulk.
I think the best thing about Secret of Evermore, too, just to jump in here real quick on something, how the dog, every place you go, changes a little bit. I always thought that was one of the coolest little game, you know, tweaks about it.
Like a toaster in the future, and then like a prehistoric dinosaur-looking dog.
And then a poodle and one.
No, it was. It was such a good game that we have to include it at some point in a special episode.
I'm down.
I would definitely come back for that special episode.
Okay.
All right.
Mark Miller down for second.
But not BioShock Infinite. I've got no interest. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jacob's already claimed Secret of Evermore. That guy. That's all the calls we've got this week. Thanks, everybody, for calling. Call us again. We like listening to the voicemails, and I like playing them on the show, too. Give us a call at 270-883-2555. That's the number next to the honey hole. The glory honey hole. For kids. Not for kids. I'm going to have to cut that out. Pilot Wings.
I make glory holes for kids. They're horribly unpopular.
Well, they're very popular. It's just the kids aren't really into it.
That's my friend's reference for the week. Whenever Phoebe goes on a date and he makes pornographic novels for children, like he makes children's story, children's erotica, and they're horribly unpopular.
You don't say.
Well, Tyler, do we have anyone? Is there anyone we need to thank?
Yes. So, Facebook shares Ramon Virgilio Castillo III, a Bomberman, and just called
Incredible Hulk fame.
Incredible Hulk fame. Lord Micah Perdue, Josh Nance, Nicole Nance, you and I.
Thank you, Tyler.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. Jess Dockery at Stook Street Post.
Nice.
As always. For Twitter, Tony and Kid Sampson. Art. So we had, I see, a very nice piece of fan art from Matt Barger with Tyler and Dave talking about baths.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, you need to go to facebook.com/tadpog because Matt did a bang-up job on this album art.
Dennis posted a post about the Shaq soda.
Yeah, so I think we're going to be a sponsor.
We'll try a different flavor of
it's
Shaq.
It's called Soda Shaq, which I just think is, man, that's brilliant.
For comments and feedback, Ramon, Kevin Link, David Dykus. We had a lot of comments about Goku vs. Superman.
Yes.
So we also want to thank John Turley and Brian Atkins. Commentary, my wife now calls the tied-off ends of balloons.
Mm-hmm.
Those are now gooters.
Yes. It's becoming part of the vernacular.
Eerily silent, Jacob York.
Sorry, Jacob.
Nothing from Jacob. Jacob York.
BioShock Infinite. You can make it up to us.
Yep. He's a busy guy.
That's true.
And then exceptional art musically from Megalixir.
Megalixir. Thank you once again. The song is great. Stick around and listen to the full track. And if you want to find a link to it, you just go to tadpog.com. We'll have it there.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. You can find the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Next week, we're bringing it back with our horrible game. We're
going to do our second horrible game.
Yeah.
Pilot Wings. Oh, no.
Super Noah's Ark 3D.
Yes. I'm actually really looking forward to this.
Miller didn't know that was a thing.
Man, let me come back for that one. This ought to be hilarious.
We'll see you next week.
While you're there, don't forget to subscribe, give the show a 5-star rating, write a review, please. It's been a while.
Yeah, we haven't had a review in a while.
We need to review some sort of challenge.
And I'm going to lie to you. What happens is if you don't get a review in a period of a month, iTunes just cancels your podcast.
And, so guys, and kill puppies. They right. just drown. They just go to the animal shelter and they just go umbrella.
If you don't get those reviews in, it's going to be so bad, Tyler's going to start playing Pilot Wings. He's going to punish him. That's his form of a fat.
That's a seppuku. Yeah. A lot of Pilot Wings.
Don't worry, guys. We'll be back next week, as always. In the meantime, if you can't wait for more Tadpog, you can leave us feedback on tadpog.com or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/tadpog. our intro song is normally Moves by Sycamore Drive. Mm-hmm. But once again, I want to remind you that the talented group Megalixir has provided us the intro and outro for this song. Thanks a lot, guys. And we'll see you next week. That's the show.
Yep.
Shut it down.
Roadhouse. Pilot wings. Incredible Hulk.